As stated in the City of Wrangell's 1999 preliminary permit application to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, a project on Sunrise Lake could address the city's water and electric power needs. Sunrise Lake is located on Woronofsky Island, about 5 miles southwest of Wrangell. The lake could provide both domestic water to Wrangell and significant electric power reserves to Wrangell during various types of outages at Tyee Lake. According to a memo from Todd Glass and Sven Brandt Erickson of the Heller Ehrman Law Firm, the City of Wrangell's first involvement with Sunrise Lake was in 1996. That was when the city first filed an application for a preliminary permit with FERC. The permit was granted in January of 1997. A feasibility study was filed later that year. In mid-1998, the City Council directed the city manager to seek funding for the project, but it was unsuccessful. In February 1999, FERC granted the City of Wrangell a second preliminary permit for Sunrise Lake. Again, the city continued to seek funding. Again, the city was unsuccessful. When this permit expired in February 2002, the city did not pursue another one. Now, the matter is back on the table. If the city and borough of Wrangell wants to relook at building a project at Sunrise Lake, it will have to file another preliminary permit application and reassess the feasibility. The attorneys at Heller Ehrman says the application could be relatively quick and easy. Reassessing the feasibility and the cost of developing the project may be more difficult. Another step would be re-engaging the various state and federal agencies, as well as other interested groups. All of this would lay the foundation for filing a license application with FERC. At the recent Borough Assembly meeting, Borough Manager Bob Prunella read what was recommended by Heller Ehrman. The Heller Ehrman Law Firm represents the City and Borough of Wrangell on energy matters.
They are recommending that if the city wants to proceed, you should invite us, Steve Padula and Steve Hart, they represent two different companies to do this, to come to Wrangell on their own expense to give you and key people a half day of free advice about how to restart the process in the most expeditious and cost-effective manner. And I'm going to recommend that we do this.
Steve Padula is the founder of Longview Associates, a consulting firm with expertise in the areas of FERC hydropower licensing, relicensing, and compliance. Steve Hart is with Hatch Acres, another power and energy consulting firm. Hart has previously worked on the project. Assemblymember Warren Edgley said it would be fruitful to listen to both Padula and Hart, but reminded the assembly that it would have to go out for an RFP before choosing what consulting firm to work with.
If you look at this objectively, these two guys that Heller Ehrman is going to bring up here are going to make a business pitch. I mean, it's a new business trip for them. They're going to want to position themselves so they'll be the lead for developing Sunrise Lake. I think, yeah, we should hear what they have to say, and then we should put out an RFP.
Yeah, no, no.
The motion to invite Padula and Hart to Wrangell to look at restarting the Sunrise Lake FERC process passed unanimously. This is Lisa Fu, reporting in Wrangell.